But the problem was the divide was just growing then. And, you know, although you were still quite fit and you were still playing, and, you know, at Worcester we had some good times there and some good wins. You know, these guys here, their levels of fitness, their physical presence, you know, all the training, the nutritional things that they were having. And as you see them now, you know, today, they're big, solid, you know, you've got wingers who are 6'4" and 17 stone. Well, they were confused back in our day. They should be a second row. It was,
You watch them here, you know, and I remember bumping into Ian Bolshaw in the car park. But it was Ian Bolshaw's head on Jake Boer's body, seemingly, you know.
Yeah.
I could not believe it. I mean, wingers are always to be with.
Well, and the problem is, and you see it sometimes with the international rugby, you know, Shane Williams was one there that, who was this a wizard, elusive runner, you know, he could turn on a sixpence, dance, and then all of a sudden, you know, it was like this rugby league type thing that they're all going to bulk themselves up and they've got to get themselves big, and all of a sudden, they lost that little edge, that spark, you know, that they got too heavy, they got too muscle bound, that he wasn't that elusive little chap there that could dance on a sixpence, change his direction, you know, and move all over the place. You know, you've got to have that fine balance of you've got to keep what your game is and your attributes.
There was one summer we came back to Kingsall and watched the first pre-season friendly, and we all remarked on it. All the backs had bulked up.
Yeah.
And you could see the difference, and it wasn't a good difference.
No.
You could see it that year.
Yeah.
I won't say who particularly.
Yeah.
But it was so obvious.
Yeah.
And they were slower.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that is the big thing there.
And they lost that elusive balance.
Yeah.
That change of pace. That change of direction.
Yeah.
It had gone.
Yeah.
That split second that gives you the advantage over other people.
Over other people. And you know, the thing is, you know, rugby league defences have taken a big thing in that, you know, and the coaches have come here, and within rugby it's a different game to rugby. In rugby league is you're big solid boys and you're running straight and you're taking tackles and impacts and your body strength and you're going to the ground and you're putting it through your legs and off you go. And so, you know, rugby union, everyone's following the ball around to the rucks and the mauls, and then we're coming back across and the game's flowing, ebb and flow across the field. And if you've got somebody who's a little elusive guy who can stand on sixpence and accelerate off the mark, you don't have to keep running into contact. No. You don't have to keep taking the hits. No. You know, it's harder to defend if someone's attacking the spaces. If something, you know, some of the players that we've played against, you know, the Ireland team, you know, Simon Gagan, who was playing for London Irish, and I stayed playing against him. Because he was this chap who would stop and start. Yeah. You know, if I played against somebody like, Pilgrim or Damon Hopley in the centre, who was a big solid boy, it was going to hurt tackling him, but you knew he was going to run straight at you and try and run through you, and you'd brace yourself and you could grab hold of him and wait for the cavalry to come on and knock him over, but as long as you slowed him down a little bit. Where Simon Gagan, he was just so elusive. He'd stand still and then he'd go again, and then he'd stop and he'd pirouette and go back the other way, and you were there trying to show him a gap to try and close him down, but you didn't know whether he'd take it or not. And you know, sometimes they are the harder people to defend, and so, as you say, when they book themselves up and they're going to run straight, all right, they're fast, and you've got to back your own pace to be able to catch them up and keep up with it. But you know, as you say, and it was, you know, occasionally we come down, we don't come down and watch as often as we'd like to, and we're working everything else on kids. But you know, they have all bulked up in there.
Yeah.
But hopefully now they're starting to realise that it ain't all a big muscle and now you look in your tight shirt. Yeah. It's you know, how you play and carry your body weight for 18 minutes around that field. And
it's all about lines of running, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems to me that so many coaches are trying to turn, if you like, Jeremy Guscott into Will Carling.
Yeah.
You know, these days.
And there's a place for everyone. The Will Carlings will keep you honest and keep you straight in your defence, and then you can throw the ball into Jeremy Guscott, who can drift out wide and use that pace of his was so deceptive that you think, hey, I've got him, and also he just lengthened his stride and he's through the gap and goes past you, and you think, no, I haven't. And it was, you know, and it was their lines of running and things like that, and cutting angles. But, you know, that's why you've got to get the balance, you know, and your team that complements each other. That you'll have a few big boys that will take the knocks and drive on the hard yards, But then you'll have your other guys that will, if given a chance and a bit of space, create, you know, mayhem in the backs. It's, yeah.
You did come back for one last game against Bedford.
Yeah.
During that convalescence period, if you like.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, with Gloucester. It was a match in which you got hammered.
Yeah, we got absolutely, yeah, trenched. Then, yeah.
Yeah. How did you come to be playing in that team? Was it a tryout? It was just a, you know, a tryout of the knee before you moved on, or?
Well, I think, you know, it was just, yeah.
It was
just
more
a,
or less that.
More or less just a tryout.
Yeah.
You know, it was a case of, you know, I think there'd been a few injuries and what have you, and it was one of those as a tester for me. You know, the Gloucester were still looking to see who they had and what was in the background there, sort of thing. And yeah, you know, we come out there, and I think, if I remember correctly on that game, I think Junior Paramore was playing in the centre. And for Bedford. You know, so,
that could have been very painful.
And then you come up, you know, and you watch him playing in the back row of Gloucester, and, you know, but that was it. You know, so somebody, you had the likes of him in the centre against us that just caused chaos in the middle.
Not a very good tryout.
And not
for
a very
you.
Good tryout at all. But it was one of those that, and you know, you then realised myself that, you know, you can't compete at this stage. You know, to be able to compete with these guys now, and the amount of training and the professionalism within the game, you've got to give yourself a full crack, and especially coming back from injury. You know, you've got to go full time and commit to it fully. But yeah,
I think it was the one time you actually played behind Vickery and Woodman in the front row.
Yeah.
So yeah, you had a look at them.
I had a look at them. Yeah, as young lads, and
you were impressed.
Well, they were lovely guys, but you know, they were two honest little lads. You know, really, I say little lads.
He was bigger than he is now.
Phil Vickery, two Cornish boys that had come up there, and I remember them, as I say, in Chapel Rock gym there. You know, they're doing their weights, and how they then transformed from two solid lads to two, well, they were huge boys there after, and it was, you know, they built themselves up and went on and did tremendous things. Yeah. But the potential was there, and you know, like, you know, they were, I mean, coming from farming stock sort of thing down in the Cornish, you know, and what have you, you know, it was there inside them, and like a lot of the great Gloucester pack that have gone on before them, you know, it's, you know, nowadays they can go down the gym and you can pump iron for an hour or two. You know, the Gloucester boys of old were digging holes in ground all day, every day, you know, whether it was on building sites or Severn Trent Water or what have you, and you know, they were built, they were solid to the core, you know, having done 8 hours of manual labour or more every day, you know, 5-6 days a week in all weathers. You know, they were good, hard, solid men, and it was